Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 60. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Last winter, the founder and CEO of Charette Venture Group, Matt Ostenick, contacted me and inquired about my interest in being a jury member of his new architecture business plan competition. You know, I receive emails and requests all the time asking me to buy things or participate in surveys or to join a networking group or just notification that I'm a winner of a $1 million grand prize. So when Matt contacted me, I was skeptical. And when he mentioned that the grand prize for his no strings attached business plan competition for architects was $10,000, alarm bells went off in my head. But as I researched Charette Venture Group and learned what Matt was trying to do, I became interested in learning more. Matt was coming into New York for business and asked me if I could meet with him for coffee. So last March, Matt and I, and Matt's associate Todd Redding, we met for coffee in Pleasantville, where my office was back before we moved into the home office here in Chappaqua. And it was at that meeting when I learned of Matt's mission and his plan to help architects build better businesses. His mission is very similar to my mission here at Entrepreneur Architect. We just want to give back and help the profession grow. So after that meeting, I was all in. I was invited to join Matt as a member of the competition jury, and I also became sort of an informal advisor to help them connect with small firms and specifically with you, the Entrepreneur Architect community. The 2014 Architecture Business Plan Competition was a huge success, much bigger than we ever imagined it would be. And I talked all about the results back in episode 36, and I wrote a couple of posts about it as well. So I'll provide links to all of that in entrearchitect.com/episode60. I'll put that all in the show notes. This year, I've been asked to join the competition jury once again. And today, on the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, I'm speaking with Todd Redding, who since that first coffee meeting with Matt and me has become the chief operating officer at Charette Venture Group. And we talked about not only the business plan competition, but we also talked about Charette Venture Group and its purpose and how the competition is helping the architecture profession grow. And I'm really excited about today's talk, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's get into it. This episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast is brought to you by Entrepreneur Architect Academy, a community of like-minded architects seeking to take their small firms to greater success. And membership at Entrepreneur Architect Academy includes a live weekly video conference where the members and I meet each week to discuss a specific topic of business, leadership, or life, and we work together to help each other build better businesses and be better architects. And it also includes a private membership community where during the week, members post and communicate and share information in a very protected forum. Members receive free access to all the products offered by Entrepreneur Architect now and into the future for as long as they're members of the Academy. And in 2015, we are planning on 10 new video courses, so don't miss out on that. And there's going to be much, much more as Entrepreneur Architect Academy grows. So if you're interested, learn more at entrearchitect.com/academy. Todd Redding, welcome to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast.
Hi, Mark. Great to be here.
Thanks for being here. You are the Chief Operating Officer at Charette Venture Group and a couple of other titles over there as well, I think. That's the organization that runs the Architecture Business Plan Competition, which I was involved with pretty extensively last year. I was sort of an advisor, bouncing ideas back and forth with you guys, and a jury member, which was sort of a ongoing jury in different phases and different stages, and ended up in Chicago, which was a lot of fun. But before we get into discussing Charette Venture Group or the competition, I'd like to hear a little bit of a background about you. You're not an architect. But you sort of have found your way to this position where your mission is to help architects be more successful. So tell us a little bit about your background, your story, sort of your journey to find where you are today.
Okay. All right. Well, the first 15 years of my career, honestly, was in higher education administration. I kind of worked my way up, working at a variety of different colleges and universities, which got me to Iowa, which is where I am today. And during that experience, while I was working at Grinnell College, I decided to get my MBA and actually commuted from Grinnell to Evanston, Illinois every other weekend for a couple of years. And that really fueled my entrepreneurial drive that had quite honestly been there all my life. And I chose to leave higher ed and went on to run a family-owned manufacturing company for about 6 years, and then went on to work at a digital marketing agency for a couple of years. And it was during that experience that I met Matt Ostenick, who's the founder of the Charette Venture Group. Matt and I became friends and both agreed we'd love to work together someday. And through a variety of different experiences, it led us to form the Charette Venture Group, which really kind of formed last year with the first round of the competition, but is now taking on new shapes as we grow and start to really define our direction.
Interesting. So tell us a little bit about Charette Venture Group. What's your mission there, and why did Matt and you want to create this entity?
Well, Matt's story is perhaps even more interesting. I mean, Matt did what many entrepreneurs dream of doing after practicing as an architect, getting his degree in architecture. He saw a need in the marketplace for a better way of exchanging submittals. He just saw the chaos in that process. And he formed a software that would attack that. And he built it from a dream. He built it to a company that now has more than 100 employees. And he sold that company, but never lost his passion for architecture. And today is still a licensed architect, very active in the AIA, and it's part of his life. So he's dreamed of doing something in this space for a while. So he's kind of combined his business knowledge, his entrepreneurial experience, and his passion for architecture, along with my background, to create what we hope will be a very vibrant investment company that will invest in small to mid-sized architecture firms and help them grow by applying some of the things that we've learned in business over the years and helping architects run better businesses.
So how would that work? How would the investment side of the venture group do? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't really have an exact answer for it yet. We're kind of in the learning phase right now. I'm interviewing architects every day, the ones that are kind enough to give me their time and share their knowledge and their experience with me. Our goal is to conduct 100 of those interviews over the next several months. And from that, really develop this base of knowledge, this understanding of some of the best practices, some of the most significant challenges, how firms have overcome them, really focusing on the small to mid-size space from, you know, firms that have three or four architects in them to firms that have maybe between 10 and 15. And then that knowledge base will help us answer that question. I suspect by the middle to the end of the year, we'll start talking with firms that look like to us to be good partners for an investment that might involve capital. It might involve some of our experiences and talent. It might involve some technology that we bring to the table. So we don't really know what the investment structure will look like, but the idea is to partner with, you know, some pretty specific small firms that have the potential and the desire and the passion to really grow and help them achieve that growth and then profit from that growth. And to be clear, we're not talking about a consulting firm. I mean, we want to truly partner with them and benefit when they benefit.
Architectural Shark Tank.
You know, actually, in one of the interviews, it was just referred to that yesterday. A gentleman brought that up. And I said, yeah, we want to bring all of the resources and talent that the sharks bring to the table, but not make you look like a fool on national television.
Right, exactly. Right. One of my favorite shows. Actually, probably the favorite show.
Yeah, I love it too. I love it as well. My kids too.
Yeah, mine too. Learning a lot about business and entrepreneurism. Yeah. So that's really interesting. I've never heard of anything like that happening before, where there's a venture group. I've heard of venture groups, you know, obviously in social media and tech businesses and all kinds of businesses where venture capital groups will come in and invest in small companies in order to grow them into large companies and have an investment and make some money and build some great businesses and meet some good people. But I've never heard that happening in architecture before. Do you know if you are the first architectural venture group?
Well, I've asked that question of every person that I've interviewed so far, and the answer has been they've never heard of this in this architecture space as well. There certainly are very capable and proven consulting companies, you know, that are very experienced at helping firms grow, but nothing that's actually taken an active role in the finances and in the growth of the business. So yeah, we kind of like to think we're one of a kind.
Yeah. Very interesting. And what's your target? Do you have a target on how many companies you're planning on investing in?
Well, we hope this whole model is scalable. So, you know, if we can develop a model that we've really tested and fine tuned over the next year or 2 years, we'd like to then bring on more people like myself that have a solid business background and have an interest in this space, you know, and then just start to multiply. So this is a long-term plan. You know, this is not a build it then sell it kind of plan. This is something Matt and I are committed to, you know, for the next 5, 10, 20 years. It could be longer.
Right. It's a great idea. I'm sure we'll get to how people can connect with you at the end, but I don't want to forget. So if there are people who think that they are a good fit for what you're looking for these interviews, how could they get in touch with you in order to set up a meeting with you?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. The first way they could learn more is to go to our website, which, you know, it's not a phenomenal website. It's a decent website. But it's informative. It'll give you a little bit more of an explanation of what we're doing. And the URL is Charrette, CHARRETTE, V as in Victor, G as in George, .com, CharretteVG.com. Okay. And then on there is my contact information, but you can always email me at Todd, T-O-D-D, at CharretteVG.com. And then, of course, they can always call me, too. And my phone number is on the website. Just give me a call and we'll have a conversation. And most importantly, if anybody out there listening to the podcast would be willing to talk with me and share their experiences and help me, you know, in this exercise of building this knowledge base, those are definitely conversations I'm very interested in having, even if you're not or you don't think you're interested in an investment relationship.
Yeah, there's no commitment, right? I mean, just you're just information gathering. You just want to have a chat.
Yep, we're just learning. We're doing everything we can, and it's everything we can to learn every day. We've we're developing a library of many of the common architectural business books out there, and talking with those authors and studying a lot of that information, so that we really try to know everything we can about what it takes to build a really good architectural practice.
Okay, so charettevg.com. Charette is two R's and two T's.
Right.
Okay, good. And so I guess the architectural business plan competition is really a tool in order for you to help find some of these people that you may want to invest in, as well as a promotion to sort of make people aware of Charette Venture Group. Is that right? Is that what the competition is all about?
Absolutely. And to really heighten the discussion of best business practices and entrepreneurialism in the world of architecture. I mean, that's really what the competition is about, is to really highlight those topics and continue to expand our network with entrepreneurial individuals and expand our knowledge base of the people that are out there doing really interesting things. And it's an opportunity to have a little fun too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun for me to be involved in it.
We appreciate all of your time. And
yeah, it's my pleasure. We have very parallel missions. And so
right.
I think we have a great synergy between the two organizations. But it was a lot of fun kind of looking through all of the business plans and to see what ideas are out there. Because a lot of the business plans were traditional firms. And then there were a lot of kind of out-of-the-box ideas, new ways of doing things, benefit corporations and architecture as products. And those are the things that really get me excited, is when architects look beyond the traditional architecture firm and think, new ways to take the knowledge they have and the information that they have and create new ways of promoting architecture and providing services that they do. It's really interesting.
Yeah, well, and we heard from a number of contestants, I suppose you could call them, architects that have submitted their plans, that the competition was a vehicle that really fueled their desire to create that plan and define that vision. It was the impetus for them to kind of finally sit down and really lay out what it is they wanted to do. So, and achieve that goal too. It was a good tool for them.
Yeah, I got a lot of feedback like that as well from people who weren't even finalists, who were so happy that they were participants, because it sort of gave them the incentive and motivation to finally write that business plan that they know they should have written years ago, or they have this new idea and it gives them an opportunity to kind of explore that new idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many submissions did you receive last year?
So we had, the competition requires you to register in the beginning, which is a step that basically only requires you to give us your contact information. And then a period of time after that is the deadline to actually submit your executive summary. And so last year we had over 150 people actually register, and more than a third of that went on to the next step and actually sent in their materials. So it was over 50. I can't remember the exact number, but over 50 that you had to look at and go through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And I remember speaking with Matt about it, and he was shocked at the response that he never expected to have that many submissions. And so that was really great to see.
Yeah, and we hope to surpass that number this year.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. And it didn't really end with the competition, right? After the competition was over and you announced the winners, sort of invited some of those members who submitted, as well as other architects as well, right, to join an accelerator group. Could you talk about a little bit about what that is and how that works?
Sure. It started early last fall with a weekly 1 hour sessions on GoToMeeting, and we have 21 firms participating. And so they're all invited to show up for the 1 hour session on a variety of different topics, from the topic that you led the discussion on regarding pricing, to we had Chris Denby from Marketecture talk about, took three sessions on marketing. Matt is now leading some sessions on some best business practices and business development practices. So it took a break over the kind of the holiday season. It's restarted now, and it'll continue now through the spring. And the whole idea is to, you know, give these participating firms an opportunity to hear some of those important topics and talk about them. There's a LinkedIn group they're invited to, so that they can share best practices and really try to learn from one another, as well as the people that we bring into the conversation.
I got some feedback there. Sorry. I love that too. I mean, is that something that will continue after this next competition as well?
Yeah, it will. We'll start the next one probably next fall, and we're going to take a lot of the lessons that we learned through this first round. I mean, the first round, this has been a learning experience for us as well. So we want to really listen to the firms that have participated this year and find out, you know, ways that we can improve it and try to build a stronger program for next year. But yes, we plan to continue to do this. I don't know, you know, what it will look like going forward. I don't know if we will get to a point where we need to begin charging a fee, or where it's a group that's narrowed to just, you know, firms that we actually have investment roles in. But at this point, we don't know the answer to those questions, but we'll be doing it again for sure. And if anyone's interested, they can certainly contact us and stay in touch as we formulate that plan.
And that'll be sort of an application and submission and acceptance thing. It's not open to anybody who wants to do it, right?
Right. It needs to be a small enough group that, you know, everybody gets good quality input and has an opportunity to ask questions and that we can interact with.
Yeah. So the Architecture Business Plan Competition 2015 is alive and kicking, right? So that's that you're accepting submissions now, or not submissions, but registrations currently?
Yep. I'm making phone calls every day to AIA offices, and we've sent out emails to the folks that registered last year. We're doing everything we can to get the word out. The deadline for registering for the competition is February 3rd, so it's only, you know, 3 weeks away. Right. And then after that, you have about a month to put together your executive summary and get all of your submission ready for the competition.
Right. And the month is just an executive summary, right? It's not a full blown business plan.
Correct.
So a month is plenty of time to get that done. Then what happens after they register and they submit? So talk about that process a little bit about.
So, and I can't remember the exact date. I think it is the beginning of March for the deadline for the summaries and a brief video where you discuss your idea. And then all of those materials will go to our jurors. We have four jurors, yourself included. And the jurors will then select the finalists from that pool. And I think last year we had six finalists, if I'm right.
Yes.
And I think we're looking at the same number this year. And then we will bring those six to the National AIA Convention in Atlanta, where they'll present their plan in person to the jurors. And then, as you did last year, the jury will talk through all of those presentations and select the winner of the $10,000 grand prize, which we will announce at a reception that evening and award the check.
Yeah. So that's a serious grand prize there, $10,000. And I mean, just the, to be a finalist and to be invited to come to Atlanta, and to be part of that, you know, the presentation of the finalists, and to be involved in the AIA convention, but then to have a grand prize of $10,000 if and when you win, that's a pretty big deal.
It could help you make that plan real, right?
A lot of
the plans that we receive are people who are wanting to start a new practice, and $10,000 is a good starting point.
Do you know what the status of the winner from last year is? How they're doing?
Yeah, they're in the accelerator program. I can't speak to specifically, you know, how they're doing. Actually, I am now starting to contact the participants in the accelerator program personally and introduce myself, because I haven't met them. I've sat in on many of the calls, but haven't spoken with them personally. So I hope to have a good idea of how they're doing down in Austin, Texas, sometime in the next couple of weeks when I connect with them.
Yeah, their model was basically designing prefab small houses and selling them sort of as products. And so it's, right. I really like that plan a lot.
Well, and what I liked about it was they did a very good job of describing their marketplace, yeah. You know, of what's happening in Austin and how quickly things are changing. And, you know, they put some real numbers to the market segment. And that's so critical when you're starting a business or running an existing business. Understanding your market is so critical. And we see that all the time.
Yeah. So that too, if you want to enter the 2015 competition, it's Charette Venture Group website, which is charettevg.com. And there's a button there to register. And there's no commitment to register. You can just register, and it's basically an intent of interest.
That's right. There's no commitment. Your information is completely confidential. I know everybody suspects that there's some ulterior motive, you know, in these kinds of things. And I give you my word, there's not. We're just wanting to run a really good competition and promote the topic of good business practices in the world of architecture.
Yeah, and meet some interesting people and learn some great things about the business of architecture.
Right.
And that's the motive, right? The motive is to meet people and to learn about the business of architecture and to see what's going on out there in order to eventually someday find some firms to invest in. I mean, that's really the ultimate strategy. Sure. But the intent is to promote the good business in architecture.
That's right.
Which I love, which is why I like to be involved.
Well, part of my learning, part of this whole learning phase was to go back, and Matt had said I need to listen to all of Mark LePage's podcasts. So I've been going through. I didn't realize how many there were when he asked me to do that.
Are number 60. So you have some some listening to do.
Yeah, I'm more than halfway through them. So and I find them fascinating. You do a great job.
Thank you. I have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to talk about or to share with us?
I would just, ask your listeners to help us, promote the competition and get the word out to anybody that might be interested in participating. If you're interested in helping us, through this learning phase, or if you're interested in following what we're doing, please get a hold of us. And that's really it. We're looking to connect with as many architects as we can and continue to build our company.
Do you have any social media platforms? Are you out there on social media or just strictly email?
That's a great question. Matt and I are both big believers in don't set up social media channels unless you have a plan and you're really going to use them. So I haven't felt really confident in that yet. So we have not created our Twitter account or Facebook page yet. But that certainly will be coming probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks, because as I go through this interview process, I want to take a lot of the things that I'm learning and try to distill those into some blog posts or some social media posts. So the answer is not yet, but when we do, we promise you we'll use it.
Yeah, well, I could tell you that there's a pretty strong community of architects on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And so I would go there first if I were you.
Okay.
And you might want to reach out. I already introduced you to Rosa Shang.
Yes, thank
but,
you.
But I don't know if you've spoken with her yet, but when you do, talk to her about how she promoted her Equity by Design symposium on Twitter, and how that blew things up for her in a good way. I would say get on Twitter and start promoting. I'll do that for you as well from my end of the world. Okay. But I think it's well worth your time.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll do that.
Yeah. So charettevg.com, 2 R's, 2 T's. And you can find Matt's email address on the website.
Todd's email.
Oh, I'm sorry, Todd. Sorry, got it in my head. Matt Ostinick. So Todd, did I? Yeah. I didn't, that was the first time I called you. Matt,
yeah, it was. Right?
Okay, good.
You can email Matt too if you'd like. He's as excited about this as I am.
All right. So Todd Redding, Venture Group, Charette Venture Group, charettevg.com. So anybody who wants to enter the competition or are maybe interested in the accelerator or just want to have a chat with Todd about architecture, go there and send him an email. So thank you very much, Todd, for your time.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
I really appreciate you coming here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I want to give you a few more details about the business plan competition. It is open to registered architects in the U.S. or Canada who are considering starting a new design firm or who have started a new design firm within the last 10 years. So you have to be registered as an architect in the U.S. or Canada and at least 10 years or less. And there's no fee to enter. This is a free competition. Check out these prizes. The best overall prize winner will receive $10,000 and two licenses for 1 year of BQE's ArchiOffice online software. So ArchiOffice is a sponsor of the competition, and they are going to provide two licenses for 1 year for ArchiOffice online, and you get $10,000 for best overall business plan. Then, still, it gets even better. Well, the best written business plan is going to receive a $2,500 prize. That's a new prize that we didn't have that last year. And the most innovative prize will be another $2,500. So in addition to the $10,000 overall, you're going to get, there's a potential that you could get a best written business plan, $2,500, and the most innovative business plan is $2,500. So additional details about prizes and judging criteria and the eligibility requirements, check out the full competition rules at charettevg.com. Quickly, the timeline. The registration is currently open. It opened up in December. Registration deadline is coming up quick. February 3rd, 2015, you have to be registered. It's just a registration. You don't have to submit anything. You just have to, it's basically an intent of interest that you're going to submit a business plan. So February 3, 2015. Then March 3rd, deadline for registered participants to submit a three-page outline and a video describing your business plan. Sort of like a Kickstarter video, that kind of thing. That's the idea there. We did not do videos last year, and we thought that would be a great idea this year. So I love that idea. March 3rd, that's the deadline for the registered participants who have registered before February 3rd to submit their three-page outline and the video. Then the finalists are notified between March 18th and the 20th, and a public announcement of the finalists will be announced on March 23rd, 2015. And then the deadline for finalists to submit their full business plans. So once you are a finalist, then you do a full business plan. That is a deadline of April 23rd, 2015. The finalists present to the jury at Atlanta at the AIA competition. So if you are a finalist, you get a free ride to Atlanta and you get put up in a really nice hotel and you get to present to us, the jury, live and in person, May 13th. And the winners are announced at a special reception during the AIA convention in Atlanta on May 14th. So for more details, go to charettevg.com. If you are considering doing this, do it. Because whether you win or not, this is a great opportunity to write a business plan, get a little bit of education on how to do that, and end up with a business plan that will take you to success. So whether you win or not, it is worth doing. So go to Charette, 2 R's, 2 T's, VG.com and enter right now. Go do it. February 3rd is the deadline. Don't wait. If you liked this episode, please go to iTunes and leave me a review, because this is how you can help me spread the word about Entrepreneur Architect and our mission to become an influential force in this profession. Go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes, or in iTunes, just search for Entrepreneur Architect. You will definitely find me there at Entrepreneur Architect. And just a reminder about Entrepreneur Architect Academy, go to entrearchitect.com/academy. This may be the best thing you can do for your success in architecture, to join this academy. We are having a great time in there, and we are learning a whole bunch. The members who joined earlier in the year, the initial two groups of members, have the majority of them, I'd say 90% of them, have renewed. And so it's a great place to be. You want to be there too. EntreArchitect.com/academy. And a new thing I'm doing here at the podcast, quote of the week. Just to wrap it up, today's quote is from Dr. Stephen Covey, one of my favorite authors. I miss him. I wish he was still around so he could write more books. His quote, "A mission statement is not something you write overnight, but fundamentally your mission statement becomes your constitution, the solid expression of your vision and values. It becomes the criterion by which you measure everything else in your life." Dr. Stephen R. Covey. So that, with that, this show is wrapped. Go to the show notes for a direct link to download this episode, or to check out the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode60. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. Thank you very much for listening, and I really appreciate you being here. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.